This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Welcome to Betting Weekly Extra Time European Edition. You're with myself, Dan Roebuck, while senior handicapper Steve Wiss is also with me. We've got picks, lively outsiders and leans across four countries on the show, which includes, of course, our head-to-head challenges. Defending champion and pro bettor Will White faces American handicapper RJ. Just 1 week's worth of data in December from Germany, Spain, Italy and France. If you played under 2.5 goals across those four top flight leagues, you are in profit in three of the four, and in total, your return on investment's around about 11%. Are we seeing something different, Steve? We've had an awful lot of goals, certainly the Bundesliga, but that was an unders week one, December. Do you think there'll be a bit of regression between now and the end of the season? Has it started?
I think there's one word here, Dan, that's weather. If you notice across Europe, it's been a pretty cold period recently. And there's no doubt, in my opinion, that when the temperatures come down, then the goals can come down as well. But also, if we take sort of Germany out of it, I think sort of Spain, Italy, France this year, there's a more of a tendency for lower scoring games. I think there's more. It's just one of those years where there's a few defensive negative managers on show as well in those leagues. And I think the goal lines have been higher than they should have been just based on, say, the last couple of seasons. So it's just a concoction of factors why December has started off so well for unders backers across Europe.
Will, have you adjusted any of your ratings? Do you see any sort of trend that would suggest that unders players might be able to continue to make some money?
Yeah, I've definitely adjusted my own numbers. And I think if you watch the markets on game day themselves, you generally tend to see quite a lot of positive feedback for unders. There have been lots of big moves for unders. And so I think sharp players out there have started to adjust and started to focus on unders going back a few weeks now. I think perhaps we've reached the point now where markets have kind of reverted to fair pricing given the time of year. And so much more of a battle and kind of a balance between overs and unders moving forward, I would suggest.
RJ, you are more of an overs player than an unders player. Are you looking to go unders in any games at the moment?
No, I'm not, Dan. If anything, I'm just more selective. I have a hard time backing unders. Maybe it's the comfort level with me, but I think a lot of it has to do with what the boys said. I think it's a lot of matchup-based situations that have caused some unders. The weather, I think, has something to do or has a slight impact. But I also think it's got to do with the scheduling, right? Because there's a lot of cup matches going on, international break. I just feel like, especially in December, matches get crammed in. And I think a variety of factors have caused this recent trend. But no, I won't be looking at unders anytime soon. If anything, I'll just be a little bit more selective.
Yeah. You're right about the scheduling, because there's an awful lot of games, league and cup, across all of the leagues in Europe. Let's kick off the challenge, shall we? And incidentally, another profitable week last week, plus 35.67 return on investment. Last couple of weeks, that rises slightly to plus 37%, eight winners over the course of the last 12 plays. So well done, one and all. Hopefully we can keep it rolling over the course of this week. Will, to kick us off, as we mentioned, for our challenge, we're going to go to the Bundesliga, 9 a.m. on Sunday, Stuttgart against Leverkusen. Stuttgart at plus 200 here. Leverkusen, top of the league, of course, plus 116. Two teams, Will, that have been hugely profitable to level stakes over 2.5 goals, but the Asian line is a little higher, and that's where we go for your play.
Yeah, my play here, Dan's going to be Stuttgart, Leverkusen, over 3 goals at minus 117 at time of recording. It's a huge match, as you say, between the first and third place teams in Bundesliga. Both teams packed with offensive weapons, and both teams would have provided a very healthy ROI to bettors backing overs in their respective games so far this season. Leverkusen have seen an astonishing 18 of 21 competitive games go over 2.5, and Stuttgart 11 of 16. They're the second and third highest scorers in Bundesliga this season behind Bayern. Also, interestingly, they're the second and third highest XG created per 90 across the top five European leagues this season. So it really just goes to show kind of what Steve was talking about earlier and how Bundesliga has really stood out in terms of attacking intent and therefore goals so far this season. Leverkusen were impressive last time out versus Dortmund, where they created over two goals worth of XG. They've scored two or more goals in 19 of 21 games so far this season, which is quite incredible. Stuttgart themselves, 14 of 16 have seen them score two or more. So it's hard to really see why the line has been set at over under three goals. So I think it should be a little bit higher. Maybe some of that seasonality and kind of the fact that there were only an average of 2.12 goals per game in the last game week of Bundesliga, 17 goals from eight matches. I think that's played into it here. And I think there are perhaps some games where the markets shouldn't necessarily be adjusting that much. And this is definitely one of those. If you look at similar kind of profile of matchups for either team, they both played Borussia Dortmund recently. And in both of those games, so Leverkusen Dortmund and Stuttgart Dortmund, the over-under line was 3.25. So I think the line should be 3.25 here. I'm happy to back the over three, knowing that we get a full stake returned if there are only three goals. And to be honest, I think I can only really see that being a minimum of three goals in this matchup. So very happy with that play.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit of an overcorrection, Steve, as Will was pointing out after the first match day of December here. It does look a really good play, doesn't it, at -118. What are your thoughts here? You've been across an awful lot of Bundesliga over successful plays this season.
I like the play. This was nearly one of my leans, actually. I'd certainly looked at this game. It should be a cracker. One thing I want to say is that Stuttgart just look really good. They keep playing fantastic football. And I think I tweeted last weekend that how well they are coached and look on the field. And it for me, as a logical analyzer of soccer, it's strange because the squad really is only mid-table ability. But they're playing at a far higher level. So I don't get it, but it happens in football sometimes. Teams just do it. They're a legitimate side. This might be a step too far, though. I think Leverkusen are top quality, and I think they'll just take their chances a little bit better than Stuttgart. They're unbeaten in the last 11 visits to this stadium, which is now called the MHP Arena. It's had loads of names down the years. I always used to known it as the Daimler Stadium, but that's different now. It's really hard to argue against over three goal line. I think it should be at least three. So much attacking ability on either side. And, you know, I think Leverkusen might just edge it.
Let's get RJ's first pick, because RJ has got the opportunity to strike first for the challenge, because it's a 12:30 Saturday game. We go to Spain, Villarreal against Real Sociedad here. Villarreal +235, Real Sociedad +114. Both teams to score for both of these teams. RJ has been very profitable this season, and we are not deviating from that particular system in this game, RJ. Well, I think RJ might well be on mute. Let's see if we can get him back on. There we go.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. First off, good to be here with you all. Happy holidays. Diving right in, though, Dan. Both teams to score in this match, Villarreal, Real Sociedad, -135. Recent form. In current standings, Villarreal ranked 12th in La Liga, while Real Sociedad hold the sixth position. Real Sociedad have climbed to the sixth position, being unbeaten in four of their last five league matches. Villarreal, on the other hand, have been pretty inconsistent. Real Sociedad have shown strong away form, and Villarreal's struggle at home suggests, you know, an interesting type match here. Looking at the squad health, Ander Baranexia, as best I could do, is out until break with a severe knee sprain. And Villarreal Daniel Parejo was substituted in the 84th minute in their last match against Sevilla. And I didn't see too many further details, but it looks like he will not play in this match. So they're missing some key midfielders, a couple defensemen. Looking at the recent form, both sides are coming off a draw. A 1-1 draw. Villarreal drew with Sevilla on the 3rd, and Real Sociedad drew with Osasuna on the 2nd, 1-1. But looking at the overall numbers here, too, around 90% or 88% over the last six matches have seen both teams to score for these sides. You know, the number's a little low in my opinion, but I felt this is one of the stronger plays for everyone, and I think it's got a really strong chance of coming through here.
Minus 135, both teams to score. Villarreal versus Real Sociedad here. Chance to get an early one on the board for RJ, Steve.
Well, it's an interesting strategy from RJ. I think he's kind of nailed down a banker here at shorter odds and hope it fires. I mean, Villarreal, I've got a big problem with their defence still. They do look like they concede a lot of chances. And that would be the area of concern, really, for anyone looking at betting on Villarreal. So both teams score, yes. I mean, there's enough firepower, isn't there, in either team. So it's hard to argue against it, Dan.
That's the play, short price, to see if RJ can get on the board nice and early on Saturday. Each show, we highlight some lively plus money selections across the European leagues. We've got three for you once again. Steve, what is your hot dog this week?
Yeah, I'm going to Germany. I'm going Köln against Mainz, and the bet is under 2 Asian goals. So it's one of those lines, if there's exactly 2 goals scored, it will be a push. I've mentioned for a while that Mainz unders are very much on my radar. And I mean, this was nearly like an official pick of mine, under 2.5 goals flat. But I thought, where can I get a bit more value? I mean, I fancy 0-0 here. I think both sides stick out like a sore thumb in the metrics, in that they just constantly underachieve in front of goal. They don't convert their chances compared to the rest of the Bundesliga. And I think ultimately, you know, some people will come fire back at me and say, well, it will regress out to the mean. I don't think that always happens, because I just sometimes just teams aren't good enough at finishing off their chances. So neither team convinced me in front of goal, Dan. I think it's going to be quite a tight affair. The bottom of the Bundesliga table is close, and I think every point matters right now. You don't want to be losing games. I mentioned about the manager change at Mainz recently to Jan Sievert. Since he took over, it is 100% under 2.5 anyway. And although the metrics perhaps suggest there should have been some more goals, he's definitely got them organised a lot better. He'll come here, he'll try and get a point, I think, probably 5 at the back at certain points of the game. And it just feels to me like this could be quite a turgid affair. You know, we've said it all year, Köln just struggle to score goals. It's just the way it is. The Mainz are very, very similar in that respect. So I think under 2 Asian goals at plus 210. Looks a big price to me. You obviously got a full push if there's 2 goals exactly, but this could be 0-0 or 1-0 either way, I think, Dan.
Colin, beating Darmstadt last time out, but a game that did go under 2 Asian, just the 1 goal in that fixture last weekend. Saturday, 3 p.m. for Wills. Lively price runner here, and we go to Spain. We're opposing Sevilla here, Will.
Yeah, I quite like Mallorca here to get the win at plus 163. I would say there is quite a high likelihood of a tie here, but the market's got that factored in. The tie's plus 210, which is we're very short for a tie. So I think there's a narrative, a true narrative, that Mallorca are winless at home this season, but I think that headline is a little bit deceiving. They've won the XG battle in their last 4 home games. And prior to that, they ran Barcelona and Athletic Club very close in draws. So, you know, if you look back to last season and going back many seasons, really, Mallorca are very strong at home. You know, it's an island, which generally tends to increase home field advantage. You'd see the same with Las Palmas in La Liga. And I think the biggest factor here for me, though, is the fact that Sevilla might be distracted by their midweek trip to Lens in the Champions League, where they are making a bid for their customary Europa League push, and they need to win to have a chance of finishing third and getting qualifying for the Europa League there. Sevilla are winless away from home so far in La Liga 2, and they're winless in 8 games in La Liga overall. They do have a reputation for being quite poor travellers. So you've got a strong home team here playing weak travellers who are distracted by a big midweek game. It's also the early kickoff on Tuesday, that Lens Sevilla game. So I can see their eye being elsewhere. Sevilla have also, to me, they seem to be a team that are potentially quite tired and running on fumes. They've been riddled with injuries since the start of the season, whilst also trying to compete across La Liga and Europa League campaigns. I think it's really starting to take a toll. And they are going to be missing a few here, but they do have a few coming back from injuries or niggles, which might help. But maybe they look to protect those players. I think they're going to be prioritizing the midweek fixture. And so I do like the chances of Mallorca to get their first home win on the board at plus 163.
Yeah, I like this play. I think what's been going wrong with Sevilla, they've rotated a lot and they seem to get it wrong an awful lot when they try and rest players for either Champions League or big league games. So Mallorca to win plus 163. And then an earlier one on Saturday at 9:30, back to the Bundesliga. RJ, what have you got for us? Big price?
Yeah, Dan, looking at Borussia Mönchengladbach team total over 1.5 at plus 145. You know, Union are under new management, Nenad Bjelica. You know, Union, as we talked about in the show, they just struggle. They've struggled all year long, and it's not a surprise they have new management. They've had a couple 1-1 draws since then. I just looked at this match from a stats perspective. You know, Mönchengladbach over the last six matches averaged 2.67 goals, four have yet to fail to score. And Union at home have failed to keep a clean sheet over the last six matches, averaging just over 2.2 goals. I think the X factor here is the new manager to see how they perform at home. I'd expect that to have some potential impact, but the reality is the player personnel that they have is the same. And, you know, unless they got blessed by the Pope or they had some special ceremony that I'm unaware of, I don't expect them to magically just become a different team. And Borussia Mönchengladbach on the road have had wild matches, some 4-4 thrillers, but the fact is they continue to score. And I think at plus 145 here, this is certainly a reachable and attainable bet that I have a strong feeling about.
That's the hot dog from the Union Mönchengladbach game. I'm just going to throw this one in to everyone. And I've asked this question before, and I think everyone has said no. Can Union Berlin go down the bottom of the league? Didn't realize they were the bottom of the league. Steve, they're plus 500 to be relegated directly, we should say.
I'm more interested in them to go down now than the last time you asked me, yeah, because it just isn't happening for them, is it? Yeah, I've got a lean on this. I'm going to talk about the lean slightly. I actually think under 2.75 is what I was eyeing up. And the reason is because I just don't think Union, they're just not very good in front of goal. And they've had 2 weeks to prepare for this game now because the last week's match was postponed against Bayern. When a new manager comes in, usually the first thing they do is try and tighten up the defence. Hmm. Now, I don't know whether this manager is capable of doing it. I don't know a lot about him. I think he's come from the Turkish league, and there can be some high-scoring games. But I just think Union Berlin, for me, goal lines in their games should be 2.25 or 2.5. So 2.75 did kind of just interest me as an under. But it doesn't feel good betting unders involving Borussia Mönchengladbach because they're really kind of a wild team. And but one thing about them, they played midweek in the cup, went to extra time against Wolfsburg. They could be a bit tired. That was only 1-0. So I do wonder what they've got left in their tank as well. I think it's interesting. RJ makes some good points. Statistically, the value is definitely on Gladbach here. But I just think goal lines with Union Berlin could be worth looking at unders next few rounds.
Will, just back to my question, could they go down? And they've got Real Madrid, of course, next week in the Champions League. They need to win it, don't they, really, to have any chance of getting a Europa League spot. And if they got into the Europa League, it might not be great for their league situation. I don't know. Plus 500 just seems big. I mean, it's all obviously based on the fact that they qualified for the Champions League last season. But historically, they're not a top team.
I mean, can they get relegated? Yes. But that's a entirely different question to, is plus 500 a good price to back them to get relegated? And I'd say no to that. They're only 4 points off 13th. They're only 11 points off seventh. So, you know, it's not like they're that far dislocated from the outside the relegation zone. And, you know, I think there are far worse teams in Bundesliga. And so for me, ratings wise, they're still kind of middle of the pack and almost kind of like almost upper middle of the pack for me. But that's just my numbers. And maybe the eye test says something completely different. But yeah, my opinion is the plus 500. I wouldn't be touching it.
RJ, ahead of the season, you give us some good plays on the Bundesliga relegation situation. Any change in that, do you think, from your point of view?
No, I think I agree with the boys. I think Union will get their act together. I think it's at plus 500. It's probably not the best play. Hopefully FC Köln, right, who I picked to get relegated at the beginning of the season, continue to – I mean, they've got 10 goals in their 13 matches. Just like Union, they have a hard time finding the net, and they'll try to sneak away with draws or low-scoring defensive battles. But I think eventually that will take its toll, and you'll start seeing the teams like – Köln drift a little bit more, and I think Union will slowly creep up the table. It's such a tight pack. It's hard not to see them.
I really worry about Darmstadt and Heidenheim, Dan. I just think they're starting to show signs of regressing big. And I mean, they actually play against each other this weekend, and that's a big game. One of them could do with winning that, really.
-250, Dom said Heidenheim. +125, went down a bit of a rabbit hole of Bundesliga relegation betting there. Let's bring it back to the challenge. And we've got Will's second pick. Barcelona Girona here, which is Sunday, 3 p.m. This would be a really good watch, I think. I hope Barcelona are short at -205. Will Girona +500, second versus third. But there's no belief in the prices that Girona can cause an upset here. Talk us through what you like.
Yeah, when I imagine how this game is going to play out, I imagine it being a really great game to watch, a high scoring game, but ultimately a Barcelona win. It's a huge game at the top of La Liga. It's also a Catalan derby, and Barca really need to get the win here to keep up with Real Madrid and Girona at the top of the table. For me, Barca are really starting to tick now that they've got Frenkie de Jong and Pedri back fit. They lost Gavi, yes, big loss, but I think getting these two back is supersedes that in terms of importance. And I think they're starting to show the signs of having that midfield dominance that they've had, that they kind of pride themselves on. They were very impressive in a win against Atleti, winning the XG battle 3.09 to 1.00. One thing I will say about Barca, we've discussed this before on this show, there have been doubts about the Barca's home field advantage with them playing home games at their temporarily at the Olympic Stadium in Montjuic. That kind of, you know, was accentuated when I watched them drift heavily at home to Athletic Club late in October, and that's when really it kind of pricked my attention that maybe the markets do not like the home field advantage for Barca here. But it's undeniable that they're playing well at home. They've won 10 out of 11 at the Olympic Stadium so far this season, including all three games in the Champions League group stage. They were very impressive versus Atleti, as I mentioned previously. At the same time, it's undeniable that Girona have been a revelation this season, winning 12 of 15. They've got some incredibly talented, exciting players, not least the young Brazilian Savinho and the recent Spain debutant. And some say the most informed La Liga midfielder, Alex Garcia, ex-Man City. Or is he still owned by Man City? I'm not sure. City Football Group player, yeah. Alex Garcia. Having said that, they've been outperforming their expected goals at both ends of the table. And so there's a question mark as to how sustainable this form is. And we've also spoken about that previously on this show. They give up lots of chances. They're only mid-table in XG conceded. And with Yangel Herrera missing, who's an important kind of destroyer in the middle of the park, when it comes to that Girona team tackling a midfield of Pedri, Gundogan, Frenkie de Jong, and João Felix dropping in, and Rafinha kind of on the right-hand side there, I can see Barca creating a ton of chances here for a quote-unquote out-of-form Lewandowski, who still has 7 from 14 in La Liga this season. But I think Barca overall will have enough to win this game. Slightly nervous about it. It's a little bit uncomfortable. But if you add over 2.5 goals in total, you get an attractive price of -106, I believe. Girona have seen 11 from 15 go over 2.5 this season. And I can see them scoring here, but ultimately I think the result's likely to be a 2-1, 3-1 type victory for Barcelona.
Is Girona's good run to end, Steve, according to Will?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in Will's camp here. I'm in the Barcelona camp. Girona have done well, but if you look at expected points, they are 12 points better off than they should be. That's a significant tally. That is unsustainable, and they're a good side. But they only play one way, and that is going to be a problem here because Barcelona Like Will said, they're starting to play better football. They should have really won by a bigger margin last week against Atletico Madrid. And yeah, Girona, I think, like the experience, they'll come here, they'll have a go, and they may well get on the score sheet. But I think we're getting to the signs recently. They were lucky to win last week, I thought, Girona. Recent weeks, they've been falling behind in games. Barcelona will take them seriously, which is not a good thing for Girona here. And I think they get the job done. And Will's getting a bit of value adding the goals because, you know, Girona just play one way, don't they?
Let's get to RJ's second pick. We go to Ligue 1, Paris Saint-Germain against Nantes. This is Saturday, 3 p.m. So Will's plays are both Sunday. RJ's plays are both Saturday. So we'll know what Will has to do to win the challenge at the start of Sunday's play. Paris Saint-Germain, a short here. RJ, -500. Nantes, +1,200. And Paris have got that game against Dortmund next midweek. I mean, I know you've not played on the money line here, but would that be a little bit of a concern to money line players or those looking to get with Paris Saint-Germain giving a goal or two away? That game is massive, isn't it? Away in Germany next week, RJ.
Oh, it's a massive match for both sides there in the Champions League table. It's a crucial match for them to just assure their advancement. And, you know, I think PSG, you're starting to see some line drift. I think I see -500 on our sheet. I see -400 currently. So I think there's been some drift overnight towards Nantes. I don't expect them to have too much of an impact here. But yes, to your question, Dan, it's a massive match, you know, money line from PSG. I wouldn't necessarily even obviously at that price parlay it. I think they're obviously the strongest side in Ligue 1. PSG is dealing with some interesting injuries. They'll also be without Donnarumma, their starting goalkeeper, due to a red card. He's suspended. But they also, if you look at the injury report, they have four other goalkeepers in the injury list, including Keylor Navas, who's been out with a back injury. So they're going with fifth-string goalie from the Barcelona B team this weekend. And he's only got a little bit of professional experience. I think he's going to be somewhat of a liability for this side. Obviously, you know, you have Kylian Mbappe, the leading goal scorer in Ligue 1 with 15 goals. He's been in excellent form. Nantes will miss defender Quentin Merlin due to a groin strain and striker Ignatius Ganago due to an ACL injury. He's out for long term. But I think due to the fact that so there was a couple ways I looked at this. I think I was trying to figure out what was the best for bettors, right, to give out, and then the best for this challenge. And I do like PSG versus Nantes over 1.5 first half at +102 here, right? Because the belief that I have is looking ahead at the huge Champions League match, PSG will try to, as I like Steve like to say, done and dusted, right? Get this match sort of put to bed in the first half, and then they can rest their starters, the key contributors that they're going to need for this upcoming match. The stats didn't necessarily align with that. I still really do like that play, to be fair, and it's a lean that I would suggest. I think to the fact that PSG are just onto their fifth string goalkeeper, right? He's a professional goalkeeper. He's probably decent, but I can see Nantes getting on the board here. I see a 3-1 type match. As Will said earlier, it's a bit of a uncomfortable wager here, but I think, you know, PSG want this win for domestic purposes. They're only 3 points ahead of Nice, who sit behind them with a 14 goal tally and five against. Very interesting side to sit in the second part of that table. But due to the impact of where they are in the Ligue 1 table, due to the fact that they're on their fifth string goalkeeper, you know, I think that has something to do with it. And again, it's uncomfortable, but over 3.5 at +108 is the play here that I'm targeting.
I like that one. If you played over 3.5 in Paris Saint-Germain's games this season, you're making profit. I was just looking up the keeper. I'd never really heard of him, Arnaud Tenas, who I don't think started a professional game. He's played, I presume it's regional leagues for Barcelona's B. Will might be able to tell me a little about that. I don't know. But Steve, get your thoughts on this one. Overs and 3.5 the line.
Well, this is a match. I looked through the card and I completely disregard this game immediately because obviously PSG have got the big Champions League game upcoming. So I wouldn't want to be involved on a handicap for them at all. I actually backed them last week on a handicap against Le Havre and I very, very luckily covered. They didn't deserve that at all. It looks sloppy. The problem I've got is Nantes. I don't have a read on this team at all. So I'm not interested in Nantes games recently. They've actually just changed their manager. They brought in a guy called Jocelyn Gourvennec, a former manager of a team called Guingamp. And you're the only guy I've ever, the commentators, who can actually pronounce Guingamp correctly, Dan, by the way. No one else ever gets that right.
Thank you.
He famously won the Coupe de France with them in 2014. He's a weird manager. I can't get a read. I've never been able to get a read on this manager either. So it's just as apt that he's joined Nantes. Beat Nice last week 1-0. I haven't got a clue which version of Nantes going to show up here, Dan, at all. Gourvennec sometimes comes attack-minded. Sometimes he parks the bus. So I don't know. This could well hit because, I mean, it's a big price, isn't it? Plus money, RJ. Plus 110, is it?
Plus 108. Like
plus 108.
Plus 108.
Tonight, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this could cover in the first half on its own if Mbappe's in the mood. You know, it's just one of those.
Yeah. I was just about to say, Will, you heard of this keeper? I've just been looking at some of his stats. Is it just a good young keeper that could be something, but we just don't know?
Spain under 21 international, yeah. I believe. So, you know, he's no mug. And yeah, he is fifth string, I guess, PSG keeper, because Sergio Rico is out. Donnarumma's obviously out. Keylor Navas is out. And
who's the fourth?
Letelier. Yeah, I don't know much about him. So, I mean, it looks like they've got a lot of quality goalkeepers to me.
I mean, I do hope that Nantes get on the score sheet here, because one of my pet hates in football is when a backup keeper has a good game. So I think it's, you know, get on the overs because it's logical sense that PSG will be downgraded in between the sticks.
Yeah, and I want to be clear too, to your point, guys. Like, again, he's a fifth string goalkeeper, right? But he's a young, promising talent, right? He plays for the national team, the under 21 national team, and he could very well be good. It's like, you know, I hate to bring the analogy to different sports, but like Tom Brady. I mean, he's a unicorn, but you give somebody a chance that's got talent, they could just play very well. I'm not discounting it, but the fact that he hasn't got a ton of first team experience at this level, yeah, we'll see how he does.
Are you calling Arno Tennas the Mac Jones of goalkeeping?
I sure hope so.
Over 3.5 goals in the Paris Saint-Germain Nantes game for RJ is the second challenge pick from RJ. Steve, let's get some plays from you, shall we? We're going to go Eintracht Frankfurt by Munich first of all. I'm not quite sure what's happened to Eintracht Frankfurt. They have lost their last four. This is 9:30 Saturday.
Yeah, this is a really boring square play, Dan. Bayern Munich -1.5 Asian handicap. -108. I just think they're primed for this game. They've actually not really played much in recent weeks. Last week's game was postponed because of loads of snow in Munich against Union Berlin. Before that, they had a dead rubber against Copenhagen in the Champions League, and they came back from the international break and beat Köln 1-0, but it should have been 3 or 4, really. I think Eintracht Frankfurt, what are they? They're sort of a mid-table team, really. I rank them about sort of 8th best in this league, maybe 9th best. They've had a lot of matches recently, Dan. League, Cup, European fixtures as well. Both Bayern and Eintracht actually have something in common now. They've both been beaten by third division side Saarbrücken in the German Cup. So it's a bit of a shock there in midweek that I put this pick in before Frankfurt lost to them. I didn't expect that to happen. But I just think Bayern here will be bang up for it. They know Leverkusen dropped points last week. They can win this game. They've still got one in hand. You know, goal difference might be important in this league. So I don't think they're just going to be happy to rock up and win 1-0. My only decision for this pick, Dan, was whether do I take the -1.5 handicap or a same game parlay Bayern to win an over 2.5 goals. I had to decide, do I want the 2-0 score on my side or 2-1? You know, 3-2, and ultimately I decided I want to have the 2-0 on my side. So a bit of a square play, but I think Bayern are just going to be way too strong for Frankfurt here. They won this fixture 6-1 last season, and I think they could have a comfortable win again.
Rennes Monaco is your other play. Rennes with Julien Stéphane back in charge. A couple of wins on the bounce, but then beaten by Marseille last time. So that new manager bounce is gone. What's the play for this game? 11 a.m. Saturday.
Yeah, I've not had many chances to go overs in France this year, but I'm going over three goals here. Plus 106, I think, is the price. It's not amazing value. In a way, I'm a little bit kind of going against... there's other picks I could have had this week, which definitely offer more value. But this is a feel bet, Dan. I just feel as these two sides... There's always usually goals when these two teams meet. They just have a knack of wanting to beat each other up. I think the Rennes change of manager, Julien Stéphane, we saw in the first home game he had, they beat Rennes 3-1. He knows the importance of home. Monaco, for me, are not as good as their record suggests. I think they've got defensive issues. They give a lot of chances away. Extremely fortunate to keep a clean sheet against Montpellier last week. I don't think Rennes will be as wasteful if they gift as many opportunities away. And I think this is going to be a sort of a seesaw game, end-to-end. You know, there's Martin Terrier's back now for Rennes, which is a big boost. You know, a lot of people were cashing on him anytime scorer before he had the season-ending injury last year. That's a big boost for them. And I mean, I don't know which way it goes. Rennes, I think actually I would give them the edge here. Both teams have had a whole week to prepare, which Rennes haven't always had that luxury this season, so they'll be well fresh. The weather is improving. It's going to be a balmy 17 degrees Celsius in Rennes in Brittany this weekend. I mean, that's like a hot summer's day up here in Yorkshire, Dan. That, you know, the players, no excuses. No excuses with the weather. So, whilst, I mean, to be fair, I would have this goal line set about 2.75 to 3, so I'm not getting outrageous value or anything. And sometimes I'm guilty of going. This is where I'm a bit of a different bettor. I will take these sort of bets rather than force into value plays, but I will go down the feel route of betting sometimes, and this is an example of one of them. I just feel this is a great opportunity for both sides to show their offensive outputs.
Plus 106 over three goals on the Asian line, Rennes against Monaco, 11 a.m. on Saturday. We've got some leans to finish off with. We have talked about Real Sociedad Villarreal previously, but Will has got a lean in it. It's 12:30 Saturday, one of RJ's picks, of course, but this is a different bet. RJ likes both teams to score, yes, at a short price. Your lean is a little bigger, Will.
Yeah, two of our favourite teams to talk about on this show, Real Sociedad and Villarreal. I like Real Sociedad minus quarter of a goal on the Asian handicap. Price is a little skinny, minus 117, but I think it's good enough to pull the trigger, despite this only being a lean for me. We've spoken about Real Sociedad a lot. Their net XG numbers and the underlying data doesn't really suggest that they're as good as they actually are. But the eye test really shows that they're a high-quality team. And as I've said previously, the standout fourth-best team in La Liga for me. They were very unlucky versus Osasuna last weekend when we backed them again minus a quarter. And I think on the same handicap versus Villarreal, albeit with Marcelino kind of giving them a boost, we haven't really seen much evidence of Villarreal's performances markedly improving. They were unconvincing midweek against Maccabi Haifa in the Europa League. They deserved to lose to Sevilla in the prior round of La Liga last weekend. And as Steve mentioned this, their defense is still very unconvincing and they're conceding lots of chances. And I think Real Sociedad are just the far better team here. So getting half the stake back if it's a draw, I think that's a fair price. So Real Sociedad minus a quarter.
Yeah, it's just a lean, obviously, for that one. Likewise, in Italy, the only Serie A fixture we've looked at, RJ. You gone for a big price one then? This will qualify for a hot dog. And how? What do you like?
Yeah, so looking at Frosinone versus Torino, I like Frosinone here at plus 230. They led by Eusebio Di Francesco. You know, I talked about this in the Futures show. I did like Frosinone, fortunately, to finish at the bottom of this table, but it looks like the newly promoted side is trying to make a statement to stick around. They're currently 12th with 18 points and led by Matias Sulli, a young Argentinian forward, 20 years old, formerly of the Juventus Academy. He's plays for the Argentina under-20 team in the World Cup, represented them. He's a pretty strong forward. I think it's a very young side, so I think you're going to expect a little bit of inconsistencies from them. You know, Torino, on the other hand, performing slightly better, sitting 10th at the table, but they're, you know, led by Duvan Zapata, former Atalanta man. And they did win their last match, coincidentally, 3-0 against Atalanta. And Frosinone lost 3-1 against AC Milan, I believe. So I expect Frosinone to bounce back a little bit at home. They've been quite strong this year. The metrics look pretty favorable for them. They've averaged 2.2 goals per match, have yet to fail to score. The only concern I have here is, you know, Torino might have found something last match. They failed to score in 60% of their road matches. They've averaged an abysmal 0.4 goals per match on the road. And because of their away metrics and their performance, I can see Frosinone bouncing back from their loss and in this fairly competitive match, sneak out with the victory.
I like this one. I think it's really good play. Plus 230. It's only a lean from RJ. I'll be backing Frosinone. They've got a lot of young players, a lot of loanees, but a lot of talent. And Sully, as you mentioned, is one that they like. Steve, you mentioned Umbelin against Gladbach under 2.75 goals previously at minus 114. You've got one other lean for us. It's Sunday, 9 a.m. in France.
This is Strasbourg against Le Havre. And I like the visitors. Draw no better, plus 160 here. You could also take plus 0.25 on the Asian handicap if you wanted. There's a good chance of under goals here. Simple fact, I just don't rate Strasbourg at all. Under Patrick Vieira, I think they're a sinking ship. Le Havre impressed me last week against PSG. I think they're actually, they do overachieve defensively, but they're actually underachieving offensively. So if they could just sort the goal scoring out, there'd be a half-decent unit, and I could see them nicking this 1-0. I mean, I'm not... This was close to actually a main pick for me, but there's a match on Thursday. We don't know the result of it. It's Brest against Strasbourg. That could be, you know, another awful game. I think the commentator might have to get creative in that one. yeah, I do like Le Havre. I don't think they'll lose to Strasbourgers, but let's just see how Thursday night goes.
Let's just remind everyone of the challenge with the plays. Will, you are the defending champion after victory last week. What are your two picks this week?
I'm going for Stuttgart, Leverkusen over 3 goals at minus 117. And I'm going for Barcelona to win versus Girona and over 2.5 goals in the game at minus 106.
RJ, what's your plays for the challenge?
Yeah, going to La Liga, Villarreal versus Real Sociedad. Both teams to score at minus 135. And Ligue 1, PSG versus Nantes over 3.5 at plus 108.
Steve, have we got the last few? Have you got the last few right? Pretty.
I'm on a roll. I'm on a run, aren't I? Now
you got the last three.
I think I might well have done. Yeah. I'm going to predict Will again to win.
I think Will might have the edge. I actually think Will's both of Will's are going to win.
I'll say this. It's just that PSG pick. I don't have a clue what that's going to end. That could end absolutely anything. RJ might absolutely smash that by half time. But I just my confidence in that game is not that. But I tell you what, there's been a lot of winners recently on the show, and I think we both boys. It wouldn't shock me if it was a tie, even 4-4.
We'll see.
I do quite like RJ's picks, to be honest.
Interesting. Well, RJ's picks are on Saturday. Will's are on Sunday, so we'll know what you've got to do ahead of Sunday games. One in Germany, one in Spain. That is your lot, Steve. Will, RJ, thanks for your company. Good luck to everyone this weekend. We'll keep everyone updated across our X feeds, of course. That is a wrap for Betting Weekly Extra Time European Show. I'll be back alongside Steve next week, as will one of Will or RJ, who'll be taking on James Easton. Stay across all of our BetRivers content this weekend, and of course, us four will be back for the Champions League match day 6 as well, plus Europa League fun. So plenty of content coming your way over the course of the next 7 days. From all of us for now, though, it is goodbye.